For CPR News and KRCC, I'm Nathan Heffel. The state reports nearly 180 people are hospitalized statewide with confirmed COVID-19 cases this week. That's up by about 15 from last week. About a third are unvaccinated. The BA.5 subvariant makes up most cases in the most recent data. The 7-day positivity rate, the rate of positive tests, is up a bit, above 6%. But that figure likely doesn't include most home rapid tests. Should Colorado offer free meals to all public school students? As CPR health reporter John Daly explains, that question is on the fall ballot.
A group of Colorado parents, students, teachers, anti-hunger advocates, and others led the effort to pass the Healthy School Meals for All proposal. Lawmakers put it on the ballot. To pay for it, the program would limit tax deductions, but only for Coloradans making more than $300,000 a year. Ashley Wieland is a proponent.
We know school meals are important for kids, and we want to provide districts resources to be able to provide them healthy school meals.
If the yes side wins, the program would raise $100 million a year. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The number of office workers in downtown Denver on a given weekday is roughly half of the pre-pandemic norm. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports the statistic isn't budging much.
Downtown boosters in a lot of U.S. cities were hoping September would be the month when office workers finally came back. But in Denver, that hasn't really materialized. Courtney Garrett is the CEO of the Downtown Denver Partnership.
We had the same expectation that we would see a bigger jump after Labor Day, after summer. So we are not quite what we expected nor want to be. However, we are moving in the right direction.
Garrett says the most popular day for workers to come downtown tends to be Wednesday. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
It's 2:06. This is CPR News and KRCC.